The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 25th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Since the year 2006, Ohio has relied heavily on land banks, loyal organizations responsible for managing vacant and abandoned properties to boost property values in blighted and rural areas. A year-long investigation by Eye on Ohio reveals how the process for purchasing property may be biased toward individuals with the right connections.
Chris Powers explains that when he and his wife submitted several competitive bids for a riverfront lot on the northern bank of the Ohio River, they were encouraged to lower their $11,100 bid. The land bank board instead awarded the land at a slightly lower price to a local property owner with close ties to the mayor.
We were really disappointed with it, and of course came away on a losing side of it, but that seemed like that's sort of what they had planned to begin with.
The investigation found that a property's size, taxes owed, how long it had been abandoned, and its distance to the river could predict remediated properties nearly 90% of the time. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
The Lawrence County Land Reutilization Corporation says its mission is to revitalize and strengthen rural areas by preserving current property values through strategic demolition of abandoned and tax-delinquent properties. Local officials did not respond to multiple requests for comment for this story. Holiday shoppers this week have no shortage of options, with Small Business Saturday being observed November the 26th.
Sandwiched between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday reminds shoppers to patronize local retailers, craftspeople, and restaurants as they prepare for the holidays. A Small Business Economic Impact Study conducted for American Express reports that out of every dollar spent at a small business, 68 cents stay in the local economy. T. Rowe is president of America's Small Business Development Center. He says there's more to holiday shopping than finding the best deal on electronics.
Small Business Saturday is just a great recognition of the fact that there's so much more in the holiday season and in buying and being part of your community than rushing to get a big old TV cheap.
Last year, U.S. shoppers spent $23 billion at independent retailers and restaurants on Small Business Saturday. Brett Pivato reporting.
And from CNN, after an ordinary workday turned deadly at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, survivors investigators are spending the Thanksgiving holiday weekend questioning the motive of an employee who opened fire on coworkers, killing six before fatally turning the gun on himself. CNN reports that two people injured in the shooting remain hospitalized in critical condition. This is PNS. And as holiday shopping begins, there are concerns about consumers running afoul of online shopping scams. According to a 2021 report from the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, non-delivery and non-payment scams at the holidays cost people more than $337 million. The report also finds credit card fraud was another $173 million in losses. Kristen Johnson is with the Better Business Bureau of Connecticut.
Shoppers need to be aware if they see something that seems too good to be true, it probably is. If you find an item somewhere that you can't find anywhere else from a seller you've never heard of, or an item that maybe would have broke the budget before but now all of a sudden is much more affordable this close to Christmas, you need to be suspicious.
She says the easiest thing for a person to do to avoid a scam is research before buying. And November is National Diabetes Month, a time to bring attention to the disease, as well as the hefty price tag for insulin, the medication used by up to 37 million Americans to manage the disease.
The cost of insulin is so expensive that the American Diabetes Association says one in four Americans with diabetes have resorted to rationing their insulin to pay for other essentials, such as food, housing, or utilities. After her 16-year-old was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, Tammy Balavage started the nonprofit Help a Diabetic Child to help others in need manage the costs of the treatment that regulates blood sugar levels. She says beginning treatment could cost around $1,400 out of pocket, and that's not including luxury items such as insulin pumps and continuous glucose monitors.
One of the problems we find from the people who apply for assistance through our program is you can't wait that long. You need insulin like right now, right today, or else you will not live because you cannot live without insulin.
I'm Tramel Gomes.
Finally, Edwin Javier lets us know the American Heart Association has developed a series of videos to educate women about heart disease.
The Red Chair series is a 4-episode series of 5-minute conversations about an issue relating to heart disease's impacts, specifically on women. Dr. Yolandra Hancock with the American Heart Association says as someone with a personal and professional connection to heart disease, doing this was important to her. Since heart disease is a leading killer of women, she notes how this can happen.
Women's symptoms are usually discounted both by us as women and by the medical community. A lot of times women experience symptoms a bit differently. We get so busy taking care of others. We may sometimes ignore the symptoms of a heart attack. We may associate it with something else. We may just assume it's indigestion or anxiety.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.